From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. military officials say a U.S.-led coalition airstrike that witnesses say killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State was American responsibility. U.S. Central Command said on Saturday a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident March 17th in Mosul al-Jadida district is still not clear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, which detonated a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul's municipality chief, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say the prison dead included 16 prisoners and staff. The observatory said some of the detainees were killed by prison guards as they tried to flee. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded in the town of Hamouria. The government offensive comes as the two sides are in a fifth round of negotiations. This is VOA News. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi Saturday, Somalia's president, commonly known as Farmajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict, now in its 26th year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more funding is needed from the international community to prevent a severe famine in Somalia. Stephen Lawarier is a UNICEF representative.
I think it is very important if you want to prevent that cholera goes out of control, but also we want to prevent the famine, that we have to get the funding now.
A drought in the war-torn country is threatening 3 million lives. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. Army Chief General Qamar Javed Bajwa revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts, including Mohmand, that is, near the Afghan border. That's where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed 5 Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer-long border. Both blame each other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of an effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives Friday because it did not have enough support. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode, but reassured the public that we will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Vice President Mike Pence echoed the president's message at a small business gathering in West Virginia Saturday.
And when Republicans and Democrats finally decide to come together and repeal and replace, Obamacare will be ready to get the job done.
Earlier Friday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had said during an interview that he has been overseeing the administration's tax reform bill for the past 2 months. For more on these stories, you can always log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.